Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Navy's oldest commissioned warship, the USS Constitution, is coming up on her 217th birthday on Monday. She's celebrating in dry dock, with a restoration expected to take up to 3 years, but not before one last trip around Boston Harbor later today. Ship's bells announcing the arrival of the Constitution's commanding officer, Commander Sean Kearns, on board. We spoke with him on the decks of Old Ironsides about the wear and tear leading to the rebuild.
Well, like any other warship, the Constitution is out in the elements 24/7, and just like any other wooden sailing ship, Mother Nature will have her way, and the wood deteriorates, and the lines and the rigging get wear and tear. And so there's a constant process of upkeep and repair, and then in when it gets to a certain point, replacement. We are able to take care of most of that work above the waterline right here at the pier and still maintain our normal day-to-day operations open to the public.
Yeah, because she looks great from this vantage point.
Absolutely, and that's a credit to the crew, who primarily take care of the cleanliness and a lot of the painting and the day-to-day preservation of the ship. And this maintenance detachment that we have here, a group of highly skilled government civilian employees who are part of the Naval History and Heritage Command, and they do the skilled artisan-level work, if you will, woodwork and the lines and the rigging and the sails and whatnot on the ship. But what they can't do while we're sitting pierside is anything below the waterline.
So what's happening below the waterline right now in terms of deterioration that we can't see until she goes into dry dock?
The fact is, we don't know exactly what's going on. We have ability to do some amount of inspections internal to the ship and also with divers external to the ship. And using things like ultrasound and whatnot, we can do some assessments on the condition of the timbers. The ship's hull, from about a foot above the waterline all the way down, is covered in sheets of copper. So we can't really see the condition of the wood exterior that sits in the water until we get the ship in the dry dock. And the first step of the restoration period is to pull off those copper sheets and the Irish felt that lies between them and the wood, and then refelt the caulking between the timbers and get a really good assessment of their condition. We expect that for the most part, the timbers are in good shape, but we also expect there will be a few that do need to be replaced, and the maintenance detachment is getting ready with their supplies and materials to be able to do that.
The workers, when they're going about the project of rebuilding or examining, as I understand it, are using blueprints from the President, the Constitution's sister ship. So I take it that means that the original blueprints for the Constitution are not available, are missing?
So that's correct. The original drawings, Joshua Humphrey's plans, and the drawings that were used to construct not only Constitution but the other frigates were lost throughout history. But the historians at Naval History and Heritage Command do a great job of piecing together what there is, which there is still a vast collection of documentation, although maybe not blueprints, a lot more of it, letters and logbooks and journals and things like that.
Kearns has been the commanding officer of the ship since July 2013. He's due to depart in July of 2015, which makes today's underway, which is what they call these brief voyages around the harbor, his final at the helm of the USS Constitution. So we asked him about the significance of the day, beginning with his attire.
So our historic uniform, we call the 1813 uniform, are representative of what was likely worn by the officers and crew back in the day. The majority of the uniform is what we call organizational clothing, and it gets passed down to be reused. But the jacket is fitted to me. So I'll be keeping the jacket, but those lovely gold epaulets, which adorn the jacket, those I don't get to keep. Those will get turned over to the gentleman who relieves me.
It must be a pretty heart-thumping experience to take the Constitution out into the harbor. But it must also be, I imagine, a pretty satisfying experience to know that the restoration that's going to start while you're in command will help preserve this great ship for generations to come.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Certainly taking the ship underway is, I just can't describe the feeling, the chills that run up and down your spine. The ship was made to outrun or outgun the enemy, And you can just tell when we set the sails that she still wants to go. Kind of thing for a sailor, a lifelong Navy man like myself, it just kind of bring a tear to your eye.
That is the sound you'll hear today around 11 a.m. off Castle Island in South Boston as the Constitution fires her traditional 21-gun salute when passing by Fort Independence. Old Ironsides will also perform a 17-gun salute as she sails by the Coast Guard base around noon during today's final outing before 3 years in dry dock.